A valve failure on an Enbridge Energy Oil pipeline in Jefferson County caused a spill that dumped nearly 70,000 gallons of oil into the ground. It's Monday, December 16th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein is hopeful there will be more bipartisan support in the next legislative session in Wisconsin, and the U.S. Supreme Court is taking up a religious rights case involving the Catholic Charities Bureau in Superior. Stay with us.
Wisconsin life is finding where you belong.
I was raised in central Wisconsin, growing up along the sides of shaded ginseng crops.
Deer Camp is more than a place. It is a unique state of mind and being.
I love Milwaukee. I'm very appreciative of everything that it has given me.
It draws you closer to each other and closer to the great circle of life.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
An oil spill in Jefferson County dumped nearly 70,000 gallons of crude oil into the ground. Rob Menser has more on the mid-November spill.
The spill along an Enbridge Energy oil pipeline was made public by a federal report released last week. It was caused by a valve failure, according to the report. The failed valve was more than 50 years old and was, quote, likely leaking for an extended period of time. The spill happened about 4 miles east of the village of Cambridge between Milwaukee and Madison. The company shut down the pipeline for about 10 hours and has been working with the State Department of Natural Resources on remediation of contaminated soil. The federal report estimated the cost of cleaning up the spill at more than $1 million. Environmental advocates blasted Enbridge for the spill, saying it shows the risks involved in oil pipelines. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.
State Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein says she's hopeful there will be more bipartisan work in Madison next legislative session. The Middleton Democrat sat with WPR for an end-of-the-year interview. She said that while she supports legalizing recreational marijuana, medical marijuana could be one avenue for common ground.
I really wish we could get recreational done for the state of Wisconsin. It's clear it's not going to happen, but let's get medicinal out there because there are a lot of people that could benefit from that.
Democrats are still in the minority in the state legislature, but did pick up more seats in November. Hesselbein said she also thinks that lawmakers can work together on a bill to expand Medicaid access for new mothers. And she also said that she will support a bill to give right of first refusal to state utilities on transmission line projects. That was a bipartisan bill, but also had bipartisan opposition from environmental groups to fiscal conservatives. Dane County prosecutors are expected to file charges today against Madison Alder Charles Miyadzi. Miyadzi was booked into the Dane County Jail last Thursday after a domestic violence investigation by Madison police. The recommended charges include strangulation, burglary, and battery with substantial bodily harm. Madison's Common Council President Jeanette Figueroa Cole declined to comment Friday on Miyadzi's arrest, citing the ongoing investigation. But she did say that she continues to believe Miyadzi should step down.
I personally asked him to resign back in April. He should have resigned in April, so my position stands on that.
At least three of Miyadzi's former romantic partners have accused him publicly of domestic violence. A majority of the Common Council voted to censure him last week for conduct unbecoming of an alder. The U.S. Supreme Court is taking up a religious rights case, questioning whether a Catholic charitable organization in Wisconsin should pay state employment tax. Danielle Kading has the details.
The Catholic Charities Bureau in Superior argues they shouldn't be forced to pay into the state's unemployment insurance system because they operate primarily for religious purposes. In March, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled 4-3 that the organization's work, along with four related agencies, is not primarily religious. Colton Stanberry is an attorney representing the Catholic Charities Bureau.
We're hoping that the Supreme Court ultimately rules in favor of our client and recognizes that Catholic Charities Bureau is operated for religious purposes and forwards the Diocese of Superior's religious mission to serve the poor and needy.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation says a ruling in favor of the organization could be detrimental for workers with other groups that have religious ties. The case will likely be heard next spring. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's federal lawmakers are blaming the other side of the aisle for the delay in extending the farm bill. As Hope Kerwin reports, Congress needs to pass an extension by the end of the year.
Federal lawmakers failed to pass a new farm bill last year. Instead, they extended the 2018 version of the legislation to continue funding for food assistance, conservation, and agriculture programs. Now, Congress is trying to pass another extension. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin told WPR that she was disappointed in the lack of progress.
I think the major sticking point is that in the House of Representatives, there was a very partisan bill that was written. And it excludes lots of priorities for rural Wisconsin.
But Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden blamed Senate Democrats. In a statement to WPR, he said the release of their version of the bill last month didn't give lawmakers enough time to reconcile the two sides. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And a quick check of sports and weather for you before we let you go for the day. The Green Bay Packers got a win over the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday Night Football last night, 30-13 the final. The Packers are now 10-4 on the year, and they will play the New Orleans Saints coming up on Monday Night Football. That'll be on December 23rd. And in weather today, it's going to be warmer than it has been. High temperatures in the 30s and 40s still across the state. Also a good chance for some fog and maybe a little bit of light mist throughout the day. That'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. You know the drill. Hit subscribe, leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast app, or go ahead and send us that email at newscasts@wpr.org and let us know what you think of the show. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.